2. Queen Charlien's Palace, City of Cherethe, Kingdom of Chisholm. Trumpets sounded and the batteries protecting the Cherry Bay waterfront blossomed with smoke as they thudded their way through a 16-gun salute. Indignant seabirds and wyverns made their opinion of the goings-on abundantly clear as they wheeled, screeched, and scolded across a sky of springtime blue. The brisk wind out of the east lofted them easily as it blew across the sheltering peninsula known as the Sickle, which shielded Cherry Bay and the city of Cherethe from the often rough weather of the North Chisholm Sea, and the air was refreshingly cool. Queen Charlien of Chisholm stood at a window high up in Lord Geraint's tower on the seaward side of the palace which had been her family's home for 2 centuries, looking out over the orderly stone houses, streets, warehouses, and docks of her capital as she watched the 4 galleons sailing majestically into its harbor. The winged tenants of Cherry Bay might be filled with indignation at the disturbance of their normal routine, but they had no idea just how disturbing she found all this, she reflected. Charlien was a slender, not quite petite young woman who'd just turned 24. Despite the occasional fawning versification of particularly inept court poets, she wasn't a beautiful woman. Striking, yes, with a determined chin and a nose which was just a bit too prominent, not to mention a bit too hooked. But her dark hair, so black it had blue highlights in direct sunlight, and so long it fell almost to her waist when it was unbound, and her huge, sparkling brown eyes somehow deceived people into thinking she was beautiful. Today, Sarah Halman, her personal maid since she was 9, and Lady Myra Lucas, her senior lady-in-waiting, had dressed that hair in an elaborate coiffure, held in place by jeweled combs and the light golden circlet of a presence crown, and those lively eyes were dark and still and wary. The man at her side, Marak Sanders, Baron Greenmountain, was at least 8 or 9 inches taller than she was, with blunt, strong features and thinning silver hair. Charlien had been Queen of Chisholm for almost 12 years, despite her youth, and Greenmountain had been her first counselor all that time. They'd weathered many a political storm together, although neither of them had ever anticipated one like the hurricane which had swept across half of Safehold in the last 6 months. "I can't quite believe we're doing this," she said, eyes on the lead galleon as it followed a flag-bedecked galley of the Royal Chisholmian Navy towards its assigned anchorage. "We have to be insane. You know that, don't you, Marak?"
"I believe that was the point I made to you when you decided we were going to do it anyway, Your Majesty,"
Greenmountain replied with a crooked smile. "A proper First Counselor would already have taken the blame for his monarch's temporary lapse into insanity onto his own shoulders," Charlien said severely.
"Oh, I assure you, I will in public, Your Majesty."
"But not privately, I see." Charlien smiled at him, but her expression couldn't hide her tension from someone who'd known her literally since she'd learned to walk.
"No, not privately,"
he agreed gently, and reached out to rest one hand lightly on her shoulder. That wasn't the sort of gesture he would have allowed himself in public, but in private, there was no point pretending his youthful queen had not long ago become the daughter he'd never had. "Have you had any further thoughts about what this is all about?" she asked after a moment.
"None we haven't already discussed to death," he told her, and she grimaced, never taking her eyes away from the arriving ships.